This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here and bring up whatever you want or talk about what the topic on the table happens to be at the moment, which is third parties. Tis the season for an election, and of course, in most places, there are only two choices. Sometimes there's a third choice because, well, whatever third-party activists there are in your area have put an exceedingly large amount of effort into just trying to get on the ballot, and then probably ran out of money at that point because it's very expensive and arduous in most places to get a third party on the ballot, and of course have no money to actually run their campaign at that point. But even if they did have money to run the campaign, there would be things like the debates where they do everything they possibly can to keep third party candidates out, because the Republicans and Democrats tend to run the debate committees, and they set the rules so high, they set the bar so high that third-party candidates can't get in. Americans say, according to one of the studies, Mark, you were citing earlier, Pew survey, they say 58% of them say they want a strong third party for which they can vote. But they don't actually vote for anything.
No, they don't. They say they want a strong third party, but they don't want a strong third party because if they wanted a third party, they would have voted for a third party.
Now, Rich is on the line in Montana, and just to bring you up to speed, Rich, you were talking about how you are ready for the country to crash and burn. Can you kind of recap your point there? So I don't want to try to put words in your mouth. Go ahead.
The only thing that – I mean, think about it. A Paul or a Cruz, what are they going to do? That's one person. What are they going to do?
What's any president going to do?
The bureaucracy is so big.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a juggernaut coming down, you know, it's like a giant boulder rolling down the mountain at you.
Yep.
The only thing that's going to save this country is to get rid of all of it.
Well, I think that's a kind of a weird statement to make, although I agree that getting rid of the United States is a fine idea. I wouldn't get rid of it for the, you know, to try to save it. I don't know how you would do that. But I like the idea of getting rid of it.
Why is that a weird idea?
Well, how do you get rid of something in order to save it? That doesn't really make much sense. It seems contradictory to make that statement. But I do agree that
you look at the giant bureaucracy that this country has become to today and you think it's all right or what?
No. Maybe I'm miscommunicating to you. I think the United States should go away. I think it's a terrible idea and it's
I prefer to use the term Washington, D.C. because it isn't really the United States. It's a bunch of people in one city that rule the world.
I prefer the case of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, okay. So let's go with that then. That's a better communication. So, yeah, I think that Washington, D.C. is terrible. I have no interest in having them ruling over me, but I also have no interest in saving Washington, D.C. either. Let them crash and burn. In fact, anything we can do to hasten the demise of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., I would be in favor of, which is why I'm a huge fan of the idea of secession. How do you feel about that, Rich?
Oh, I'm all for secession.
Cool, man. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Do it. I wish Montana would do it.
What's is there any movement out there?
Pardon me?
Is there any kind of secession movement in Montana?
Not really, no.
Well, you need to start one. Rich, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think there's it's one of the most important issues of our time is secession. In fact, we'll be talking about it tomorrow morning, bright and early, at Keenvention. Go to keenvention.info. Check out last year's secession panel.
I don't think it's likely to happen here in the United States. I think that it's fine to talk about it. It's because the fact is, I believe that Washington, D.C. is going to spend itself into insolvency
before secession can
before
happen.
Any kind of breakup of the United States. The breakup of the United States will likely be facilitated by the irresponsible actions in Washington, D.C. If it occurs at all.
I mean, that's a fair prediction, although certainly the worse things get in D.C., the more talk of secession we'll likely hear.
I suppose.
And I think that if you can talk about it often enough, you can talk it into reality.
Yeah, but I think at this point you have states nullifying, and I think that's the most powerful thing they can do at this point. They can say, look, we're going to run our state the way we want to run our state. We don't care about your silly drug laws or whatever it is, mm-hmm. Your ID laws or the things that you have. States are doing what they want to do, and I think that's what they should do.
Well, we should have competition. Not happening that often, but it should happen, should happen more often. William is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, William. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, it was a question you posed about illegal immigrants.
William, I don't know what you're doing with your phone there, but it's getting very difficult to hear you. Can you talk right into it for me?
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay. You had a question earlier about illegal or undocumented people or illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And what was the exact wording to the question so I can answer it like I
Well, I don't know if you would make the same statement as our caller earlier, but what I was asking our caller earlier is what's wrong with being illegal? There's all kinds of people that break laws in the United States. Many laws in the United States have no victim, and as long as people aren't hurting other people, why should I care if someone breaks a law?
Well, I mean, the reason why, we established a certain order to things, and
you didn't establish anything. Some people 200 and something years ago established it. You've decided to go along with it.
Well, I'm just saying the way the law is written right now. I mean, the only way to change it is to. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the government. The only thing wrong with the government
are you
is
kidding
the
me?
Subverting it. It's the people subverting it.
But are you talking about the politicians?
I'm talking about everybody that has sworn an oath to protect and defend it and is not doing their job.
But do you understand that those people, I assume you're talking about politicians at that point, they are
maybe
the government.
Military.
The government can't subvert the government because the government is the government. You think
that's
that the
right.
government is some apparatus that works or has worked at some point. I would contend to you that the government has been broken all along.
Oh, yes, it has. And the
there you go. So why in the world would we support a nation of laws when the people that pass the laws have never really been responsible for following them?
That's right.
There you go.
Because
right.
Undercolor law is not enforced.
William, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ed. He's in Wilmington, Delaware. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Ed.
Mark, I actually have a similar comment you mentioned about illegal immigration. And I was listening to your callers earlier, the two. And the synonym I use for illegal immigration is illegal entry. And I heard you say a couple times tonight that really it doesn't bother you because you don't feel that these people have an impact on the communities or they're also coming here for a better life. And when I usually hear people say things like that, I usually like the personalizing. So let's assume for the moment that you went home tonight after your show and you walked in and there was an illegally four immigrants in your house, a husband and wife with two children, sitting at your dining room table enjoying your food and can't wait to turn on your cable TV and then sleep in your warm bed. But they illegally entered your home. Now, would you welcome them and keep them in your home as long as you had to until they got on their feet?
Okay, so obviously the answer is no, right? So I'm going to answer your question because most people are going to dodge you. Now, let me expound a little bit. Only a socialist nation is concerned about immigration. A free nation is delighted to have people that are going to work hard in order to get what they want. A socialist nation knows that they have to put out all kinds of programs and that when you they have all kinds of programs out there and that when you have more people coming in, these people are likely to be poor because they're fleeing bad circumstances and they're going to avail themselves of the program. It's not if you put out a bowl of cat food every morning and the cats come and eat the food. The problem isn't the cats. It's you. We have in this country a welfare problem. We have a wealth redistribution problem. We do not have an immigration problem.
Okay, the situation is so you're willing to push it on to the government, which I hear you constantly because you're talking about illegal immigration. So I just heard on the news. And on the news, a guy who's at least deported three times, maybe as many as six times, just killed two policemen in the last couple of days.
If you found out that... If you found out that illegal immigrants that enter this country commit no more crimes than most demographic groups, would you withdraw your concern in that realm? Because that's what the American Conservative magazine said. They did a study on this. They said illegal immigrants are no more violent, they're no more criminal than people of regular demographics here in the United States.
Maybe we should throw all the white people out. They commit crimes, too. Thanks for the call at 855-453. Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can dial toll-free to bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Gold and silver are available to you, and you can get as much or as little of it as you like from our friends over at Midas Resources. We have been doing business with Midas for a long time here on Free Talk Live, and they happen to be the company that's behind helping us get on over 160 radio stations. They own the Genesis Communications Network. So every time you buy gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com, it helps Free Talk Live. So you get the silver and the gold that you're looking for. You help Free Talk Live out, and you get it from a great dealer, Midas Resources. Their toll-free number is 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will go to your phone calls and thoughts. But, Mark, you had mentioned this study from the American Conservative magazine. We read this once on the air. Can you summarize that again? Because I thought it was a really important point.
Yeah, this is from the American Conservative magazine. It's from March 2010. It's not a particularly new study, but it's written by a guy named Ron Unz. I can't read it for you because this article is exhaustive. It's written by the guy who did it, but I think that this...
It's well-researched.
Yeah, well-researched. And he went over, you know, not just national numbers, but state-by-state numbers, regional numbers, citywide numbers, taking the cities where Hispanics are more populous, taking the ones where they're less populous, trying to figure out, really, in reality, are Hispanics somehow more likely to commit a crime than whites? And the answer is no. Now, this includes numbers for illegal and illegal immigrants. I actually told the caller that it was just illegals, but this includes legal and illegal Hispanics, people that are, you know, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that if you take and you look by just by age demographics, so obviously it's not fair to compare, you know, Hispanic young males to old white women, right?
Correct.
That would be unfair.
That would be apples to apples.
But if you compare Hispanic males of nationwide to Southern white males, you will in fact find that Hispanic males are less likely to commit a crime and less likely to commit a violent crime.
Hmm.
Now, I don't think that means anything other than because in the South, Hispanics are actually, you know, that likely to commit too. I just think this really gives you a picture. You can see that Hispanics no more likely to commit crimes than whites. So this whole, them illegals are coming here committing crimes.
They're eating dogs.
There is no evidence. You need to provide me with the evidence. If you're going to come on national radio and make a claim, you need, besides the crime of crossing the border itself, you need to provide a claim that they are committing these violent acts.
Well, the people are claiming the acts are being committed. They're not claiming that they're more likely to commit crimes, are they?
Oh, yeah, that's the claim. The claim is that illegals, and it's difficult to find out statistics for illegal immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that illegals are committing crimes on some greater, you know, vastly greater level than the regular folks in their demographic cells. And at this point, we have been able to find no evidence to back that up.
Yeah, but they could still make the argument that they're committing some crimes, so therefore we don't need any more crime in the United States, so lock the borders down.
Well, you can certainly make the argument that they're committing a crime by coming across the border, but you should also consider for a second that they're probably less likely to commit a crime because they don't want to get deported back. Yes, there are certainly some outliers that you can say that have committed crime after crime after crime, keep coming across the border. There's no doubt about it. But really what that is that's a testimony to poor border, how badly the government controls the border. And then you just want them to do a better job. Whining about how the government does a poor job is what people have been doing about governments for 9,000 years.
You can bring up anything. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and that's where Zach is in Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Can you hear me? Testing.
Yes, and you're actually kind of loud, so I'm turning you down. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll bring it further from my mouth. I want to say, without getting derailed into a talk about immigration, I don't blame anyone trying to get to America. The vast majority of the immigrants coming across the border are not from Mexico. They're from Ecuador, Nicaragua, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
These people are living through hell, China, wherever. to get into the States. And, you know, you can call him a lawbreaker. I'm lawbreaker if I shoplift the candy bar because I'm starving. But the fact is, you can't have people voting when they're not legally eligible to vote. Otherwise, we could have SpongeBob SquarePants run for president and, you know, the Seven Dwarves will elect him.
We could do worse.
I don't want to get bound down to that.
Yeah.
What I wanted to point out to you are two specific real-life cases of a third-party candidate.
Before you do that, just want to point out that if you take a candy bar, you are causing damage. You're creating a victim. That's an actual crime with a victim. Coming to the United States, make a better life for yourself, no victim there. Anyway, go ahead with your points.
Okay. The John Nahr, with comedian, Reykjavik, if I got that right, Iceland, started a political party as a joke, ended up getting elected mayor, which is essentially being president of Iceland since everyone lives in Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, yeah.
Wow.
And so that's a third-party candidate because the question I was going to ask
you guys. What was the party?
It was the best party. it was set to simply the best, except they're all singing in Icelandic.
Oh, my God. Somebody needs to try that here.
But the thing is, in that situation, there was actually a third-party candidate to vote for.
Mm.
So my question to you would be, like, why, you know, 58% of people want a third party. Why aren't they voting for it? I mean, there really isn't, like, nationally, who am I going to vote for? You know, SpongeBob SquarePants has got more visibility than any Green Party, anybody. And another case I wanted to point out, I sent you the link. There's a libertarian pizza delivery man in North Carolina who's running. He's polling about 5%.
Hmm.
And he's a third-party candidate, but he would be taking votes away from the Republican types out there. So the Koch brothers, allegedly, the Koch brothers have literally been putting up What's it called? 501(c)(3) ads,
yeah,
supporting him. These absurd, obtuse, like, he's pro-pot, blah, blah. They're trying to, neutralize him as a factor in the race.
They're
5%
buying
in
ads. Wait. They're buying ads that support the guy?
No, they're buying ads against the guy.
The Koch brothers are funding third-party ads promoting the guy the hopes that he will be – I sent you the link on Skype.
I'm looking at it.
Libertarian pizza delivery man could decide the North Carolinian
– Oh, you had it right the first time.
What I'm saying is, like, in a real sense, like, your question is – I feel a little loaded in that it's like 58% of Americans want a third party. How come they're not voting that way? It's like, who do you want me to vote for? John Nahr gave the people of Iceland a real third-party candidate to vote for, and he won. He's like, I didn't. This was a big joke, man.
Well, what makes the difference? Why is that guy a real candidate, but the guy in North Carolina?
Well, how about
not?
Gary Johnson? For God's sake,
visibility.
Well, but what about Gary Johnson? This was the two-time governor of New Mexico, certainly not the biggest state in the union, but somehow Sarah Palin got all kinds of credibility about being a Veep, candidate.
May I speak?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I have one more. This is the third.
You're not going to address it?
Stand by.
I am going to address it.
Okay.
Stand by. We'll get back to you here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. I'm still not sure about this whole Koch supporting the libertarian North Carolina but not supporting him thing. I'm going to look at the story here from Vice, see if I can learn a little bit more about it. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And if you don't support third parties, why not? No one's told us the answer to that question. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here, and bring up anything you want. The live Saturday edition continues on here, brought to you by ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, meaning that your internet service provider is no longer going to know what you're doing online, which they probably know every site you've been to in the last 5 years, because they're likely logging that information, also logging the Google searches that you are probably making or other searches. So if you want to stop that from happening, just go and get their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, or Android devices. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, download the app there, get it installed, get it connected, and you will be encrypted at that point. And when you're ready to upgrade from their free account to premium for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to access the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, just use our discount codes. There's code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, as in 50% off of the annual account. Also, FTL50, that code will get you that discount for the lifetime of your account. You can also pay with Bitcoin to save even more. Save 62% with code FTLBTC when you check out over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We continue here more. By the way, our Skype username is lrn.fm. Zach is with us in Ithaca talking about third parties. And Zach, you
hello,
know,
hello.
Whoa, yes, there you are. My goodness.
Hello, hello.
Yes, I hear you now. So, Zach, you were going to make a second point. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't want to cut off our friend there. I do want to address his point. But the thing that occurred to me in response to what he brought up was another successful mainstream third-party candidate. His name was Jesse Ventura. Before he was in the WWF, he was a Navy SEAL, blah, blah, blah. And he told the story about how when he got elected through a third party to be governor of Minnesota, he was escorted to the basement of the Capitol to meet with 20 CIA analysts. And he said that these people, you look at them, you'd never suspect CIA. And they were like, we didn't see this coming. Can you please tell us how you got elected? How did this happen? He said, well, if you're going to ask me questions, you're going to answer some of mine. They're like, well, we can't do that. And he said he walked out of the meeting. But Jesse Ventura is an example. That is a real that's a real thing. Governor of an American state. Like, go ahead.
Wow, I hadn't heard that that story about the CIA. It's very interesting. Now, Jesse Ventura, of course, is also an unusual case because he's a known name. People know who Jesse Ventura is. He's been in popular culture for a long time, and they actually made the mistake of letting him into a debate in Minnesota, and you know, he became a real force to be reckoned with after the people in Minnesota found out, Zach, they found out what this guy's views were, and they thought they were better than the Republicans and Democrats. So, yeah, if you can get some attention as a third-party candidate, then you do have a chance to win, and Jesse Ventura is proof of that.
But, Zach, your premise is that you need somebody to vote for. If third parties want to win, we need somebody to vote for, and I agree with that, but you need to consider that it's not anywhere near a fair footing because the Republicans and Democrats at this point rarely, by your definition, have somebody to vote for, but people still vote for them. So, I mean, it's
he
really
needs somebody with like a name, somebody with some money or whatever, somebody who's worth voting for from that.
When you get enough money, why do you care about getting the political process? At that point, you just have to be some kind of control freak.
May I?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. The thing is, when you're voting for John and Jane Doe, Republican and Democrat, you're voting for them because they are endorsed by the Republican Party. The Hive has selected them to, you know, be out there on the verge of where the rubber meets the road with the people. Okay, the real power doesn't lie at the where the rubber meets the road. And what I'm saying is, like, John Nahr ran because he was a comedian. He won because he was somebody. He was running on himself. He wasn't running on Republican. He wasn't running on Democrat. He wasn't running on anything except for John Nahr. Same with our friend Jesse Ventura and the pizza delivery man. I had to say his name. I don't want to call him Libertarian Pizza Guy. What is it?
Sean Haugh, right?
Sean Haugh. He deserves a shout out because all he's been doing is sitting there and just speaking his mind. And he's a factor. And we're all a factor.
But why is he a factor? He's just a pizza delivery man. Weren't you just
like, say if Christopher Walken said, you know, I can't do a very good Christopher Walken, but I'm a president, you know? And
But wait a minute. Why is Sean Haugh a factor if he's just a pizza delivery man? He doesn't seem to meet the same qualifications that you have.
5% of the vote.
But,
you don't have to. You
but
can have,
why?
Like, Terry Schiavo could have gotten elected president, okay? It doesn't matter what you are on the inside. It's what people perceive of you. I can't believe I'm not, like, communicating this to you. It's all a big...
Okay, but I guess what I'm misunderstanding about what you were saying was it seemed to me that you were saying someone needs to be, like, a celebrity and well-known in order to be a successful third-party candidate, but now you're saying Sean Hoff, who's just a pizza delivery man, is a factor. So it seems like you're trying to have it both ways. Can somebody who's a no-one, as far as public name is concerned, be a factor? Are they worth voting for?
No one can be a factor. Somebody can get elected. If Stephen Colbert said he wanted to be president, people would crawl out of the woodwork. People you never would have thought who even conceived of voting. Just
yeah.
Because
well, the problem,
so
though,
boring.
Is I get what you're saying. The thing is, though, people who are worth something in other areas generally don't turn to politics. I mean, Jesse Ventura is the exception, not the rule, right? So, you know, if somebody's a successful Hollywood actor or somebody's a successful, you know, person in a band or I don't know which categories we're talking about here, successful author, these people all love to do what they do. That's why they do what they do. do rather than doing politics. So, you know, the idea that somebody's going to come out of the woodwork, Drew Carey or Kurt Russell or something like that, these sort of
Clint Eastwood, well, he's not that much.
You know, these famous libertarian types, the idea that they're going to change over and end their career so they can go into politics, it's pretty unlikely. And the fact that it's unlikely is proven by the fact that they don't do it. You know, I thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate the perspective, though. And it's certainly true. I mean, his analysis is accurate. I mean, obviously, if you've got name recognition from doing some other thing besides politics, then you're going to have a better chance in politics. I mean, what, Al Franken got elected, right? And, you know, he's a hack.
It was barely, but he wasn't that famous. If you've
famous enough.
Right, sure.
Saturday Night Live, right? One of the writers, I guess.
I guess.
Saturday Night Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. So, yeah, I mean, at least, you know, we've got a chance here in New Hampshire. I think it's worth mentioning that libertarians are getting elected here. We've been talking about the frustrations that third-party politics, you know, it's so difficult to get on the ballot. It's difficult to win. It's difficult to even get votes. It's difficult to get on debates. It's difficult to get a newspaper to pay attention to you as a third-party candidate. But here in New Hampshire, libertarians are taking a different strategy. They are not running as libertarians. They're running as Republicans and Democrats. And it's getting to the point to where people running as Republicans and Democrats who are actually libertarians are winning. Not only are they winning in New Hampshire, but they are becoming the only opposition in some places. In a lot of places here in New Hampshire, including our very own Keene, New Hampshire, many of the opposing forces out there in the primaries specifically were Free State Project participants and liberty-oriented people. In the general election that's coming up this week here in New Hampshire, there are dozens of races in which there's a liberty activist who's running as either a Republican or Democrat versus some other Republican or Democrat. And so if you get to the point where you've got enough people in an area who actually are freedom-oriented, who understand that, you know, freedom means that you can live your life how you want as long as you don't harm anybody else, you get people of a liberty mindset in one place, and you can start to actually win this stuff. And you can get into debates, too. I was invited to a debate. I ran as a gubernatorial candidate here in the Democrat primary in New Hampshire. I thought I was going to be the only opposition to the incumbent. Turns out another lady filed, so there were three people running. And I was invited to the debate. So, you know, and that's not because I have a name. The other lady was invited, too, as well. And the other two candidates declined their invitation. I showed up, and I got to talk on stage for 7 minutes uninterrupted. It was great. So here in New Hampshire, we actually have a chance to win, which is nice. You might want to check out the Free State Project if you are into the libertarian movement and you love freedom and you actually want to have a chance. This is the place to do it. Just, you shouldn't run as a libertarian here, at least not yet. Ballot access is still too difficult. 855-450-FREE. Why don't you support a third party, though? It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408.
800-480-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in, toll free, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and it is the Live Saturday Show. We will take your calls about anything, though the general topic tonight has been third parties, and why it is that Americans on one hand seem to, according to a Pew survey, seem to support the idea of having a strong third party, but aren't willing to even lift a voting chad to make that happen. And so you can speculate on that here if you'd like. You can also comment on if you don't support third parties, because there's a lot of people who don't. If you don't support third parties, then why not? Why shouldn't there be more competition in the arena of ideas? The politics is full of terrible ideas. The Republicans and Democrats don't have anything new or fresh, unique, interesting, exciting. They don't have that.
No.
So why not? Why wouldn't you support that? Is it because you're such a party adherent that you're afraid of anything fresh coming in to challenge your existing status, this duopoly status? I think that's really what it is. I can tell you, I've gone out and I have done petitioning for third parties a number of times. Most recently, I did some petitioning earlier this year in New Hampshire before giving up on it completely, because I just didn't want to invest the time required to actually get the petitioning done. It just wasn't worth it in the long run. But when I was out there, it was a fairly frustrating process, because I first would have to find people who are already registered to vote in order to get them to sign the petition. But if I did find someone who is registered to vote, and this is why I suggested earlier, Mark, that maybe people who are likely voters are even less likely to support third parties. Because these are the people who, many of them are already Republicans and Democrats. They already sort of have their hat in the ring as far as, choosing a side. And I was bewildered by how many people were rude about the idea of getting a third party on the ballot. They just did not want that. They were not interested in that. Well, they didn't care which third party it was. They didn't want a third party on the ballot.
Well, okay, so there's 58% of Americans want a third party. That means that some percentage lower than 42 don't want a third party. Right? So there's that percentage of people who are like, die, third. What is a third party? What are we talking about? Who is the president? I have no idea. Like that, those people, I don't know. So you'll say that, you know, 40% or 35% of Americans don't want a third party. And they've got their reasons, whatever their reasons might be. Surely you've run across these people, and they're going to stick out in your mind because you're like, wow, that person was really rude to me. The nice people tend not to stick out in our minds. Secondarily.
No, it was most of the people I talked to didn't want to, and they had no interest.
Secondarily, you are a divisive figure in town. So not only have you cut out...
No, it's not just me. It happens to other people.
I understand that. Well, look, all I'm telling you is a Pew Research poll says that Americans want a third party. What they doesn't say is that they want the libertarians.
Well, no, what I'm telling you is, first of all, they wouldn't even look... They weren't even interested to know which the party was that I was polling for, that I was getting petitions
I'm
for.
I'm sorry to tell you that that's the way it is with petitions. People generally don't have time or energy to sign your petition.
No, it wasn't about them not having time. These are people who specifically made statements about not wanting to have
a third party. So you're claiming the poll's wrong?
No, what I'm saying is the poll did not interview likely voters. They interviewed Americans. Now, Americans are a different lot from likely voters. Likely voters are people who are already likely on a side of a political party.
Then here's a little advice. If you aren't going to go vote on Tuesday, it's because you would like to have better choices than crap sandwich A versus crap sandwich B. If you aren't going to go vote for that reason, here's an idea. Why don't you go and vote for the third party? They're likely on the ballot. You probably don't know who they are, but you might as well go vote for them. Write somebody in, for God's sake. You know, does it make a difference? Does it going to make a difference? Probably not the first time. But if people get, as the numbers tend to grow, you're going to find better people running in third parties, and then you're going to find more people voting for them and better people running. It's all you can do.
All right, we got Will Coley on the line with us here from Muslims for Liberty via Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, what was originally on my mind when I called and what's on there at this very second are different. The last guy that called talking about Sean Haugh in North Carolina, I would have to say I'm kind of going to refute that position because pretty much the whole Muslim community in North Carolina is voting for Sean Haugh. He was actually endorsed by the Muslim Public Affairs Committee because of the three Senate candidates that were sent invitations to three different events. Sean Haugh was the only one who thought that it would be a good idea to respond to them at all. Mm-hmm. He sent campaign workers to two of those events and personally attended the third event. So,
and these were events thrown by the Muslim community.
Yes, they were candidate events so that the candidates who were running for different offices locally there in that where the mosque was and in the state office, state races as well. And the other candidate, the Republican and the Democrat, didn't even send an email back, let alone send someone from their campaign. So I don't know. Muslims in North Carolina weren't voting Republican. So that's quite a few Democrat votes that have been taken from from the Democrat candidate to the Libertarian candidate. My original reason for calling in was the immigration discussion. And your previous caller who, beat his drum about his rule of law. And first of all, the founders didn't have a concept of illegal immigration when the country was founded.
Immigration isn't a word that appears in the original U.S. Constitution.
Naturalization does.
Exactly. But I personally, with my family, just went through the gauntlet of legal immigration.
Oh, no.
And we're out close to $10,000, between $8,000 and $10,000 so far.
Wow. It's a free country.
So far.
So far.
And how far along through this process are you?
Oh, thank God. We just finally got her 10-year green card. I don't have to pay another extortion fee for 10 years.
And consider that this is a person that is married to a U.S. citizen versus somebody who wants to come here and build a better life for themselves and doesn't have somebody that they, can have marry.
Or an already married couple that wants to come here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like what happened with us was my wife was here. She was a student. We met in college, fell in love, decided we wanted to get married. Found out that legally we couldn't do the legal marriage because that would put us in the position. It would force us to have her change her immigration status from a student to a prospective spouse, but that she would have a hiatus period of up to a year where she would have no legal status at all, and she wouldn't be able to go to school. So until she got out of school, we wouldn't be able to get legally married. Then when we were able to get legally married, the first set of paperwork was $1,500 filing fee. That plus money to a paralegal to put the papers together, another $700. And then that doesn't count a trip to Atlanta and a trip to Memphis, plus hotel, food, you know, all that kind of stuff. $300 for a set of fingerprints and a doctor's appointment. You can't do it at your regular doctor. There's a doctor's offices that have contracts, and it's $300 a pop every time you file paperwork. And like I said, at this point, we just got the last restriction removed because you go from like no status to conditional to non-conditional. And now she's non-conditional. And I don't have to pay another extortion fee for another 10 years. But that's up to this point, close to $10,000 that we've been out.
And how many hours of time? I mean, when you factor in all the traveling and
so much. And the way that they do it is very, very – like it's the government. So we're here at home, and I go down and get a letter out of the mailbox. My wife is breastfeeding our new baby, and the letter basically says your money or your wife. It doesn't tell me how much money. Doesn't tell me when it has to be sent in by. It basically doesn't give me any information other than we want more of your money. Send it, or we're gonna kidnap your wife and send her back to where she came from. And that's how they do business. And if they make a mistake, literally, if they make the mistake, because we've had this happen on two separate occasions, if they make the mistake and they admit they make the mistake, you still have to pay everything again and start over from the beginning. Or they'll deport my wife.
Well, that's a lovely system.
That's what it's like.
Freedom.
The rule of law that these people are defending. And
right.
The funny thing
and
is
that's the problem about the rule of law, like, is that they're defending something that they have no clue of.
They have
of.
No clue. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't know what the law is. You know,
and if they had to go through it, they'd be pretty frustrated.
Their ancestors came through Ellis Island, had their name messed up, and 3 days later they're on their way.
Thanks for the story, Will. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And if you oppose third parties, we'd love to hear your reasons why. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.